DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll hear from Mike Florio, the latest on Tyreek Hill, in a minute, but it wouldn't be Backyard Brawl Week without Penn State fans chiming in. We found that year in and year out doing the show, Doran. And here's a text. The ultimate mid-off. Exhilarating stuff. Just imagine if we could have at least one top 25 team. Both being in the top 25 would be unreal. Yeah, enjoy the Penn State-Villanova game this weekend. Go ahead. Enjoy it. Are they playing basketball? Villanova. The hell out of here.
Seriously.
They took on Mount Lebanon last week, Doran.
Right.
Struggled for a little bit, too.
They did.
Yeah, worry about your own school. Where about Drew Aller getting outplayed by Bo Prabula? How about that? How about Bo Prabula putting up 41 points in a rivalry game? Drew Aller can't even move the ball against, what, FIU? How about that? 412-928-9370. Mike Florio is the guy who reported that Tyreek Hill is of interest to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He goes on with the PM guys every week. Here's what he had to say. The absolute latest on that situation.
The same guy who told me that Jalen Ramsey was going to be a Steeler right when the first talk emerged of the Dolphins trading Jalen Ramsey told me that the Steelers want Tyreek. And I scoffed when this guy first told me that the Steelers want Jalen Ramsey, and that was back in April. So I'm taking this a little more seriously.
So there you go.
What does it take to get him? It can't just be picks.
Devontae Adams went last year for a third-round pick.
Tyreek Hill's playing a little bit different point in his career curve than Devontae Adams, I think.
He hasn't had a 30-plus yard catch in
since week one year. Of last year.
1 year.
Now, there's circumstances there. You
know, here's my question. Yeah. We're talking about 12 personnel. We're talking about 13 personnel.
Well, it changes.
Calvin Austin would probably, I mean, has he had a 30-yard catch in over a year? He had one on Sunday.
Right. But put him in a slot.
Hey, listen.
We're talking about the fastest player in the league.
I understand that.
Think about running the football with him and DK just out there. What are you going to do on defense in the back end?
It doesn't matter if you can't block anybody. I'd be going to get a left tackle.
Absolutely.
If you gave me the choice of Tyreek Hill or a left tackle, I would take the left tackle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and three times on Sunday.
Yeah, you definitely need him on Sundays.
Absolutely. I agree.
Like, they're adding all this skill, which is great. They were porous and a sieve against the run, and they couldn't block anybody on offense. That is a problem that Tyreek Hill is not going to help you solve.
You can't play fantasy football, and as much as Tyreek Hill, if things are blocked up, I mean, makes the Steelers as difficult a team, really, to defend in the NFL as there is. They got to figure it out with the left tackle. And if that means benching him, fine. If that means he gets better, that'd be the best case scenario. I don't feel great about it. Okay. If that means acquiring a guy, great.
Let me try to sway you guys.
Sway me.
I mean, you saw the bubble screen to DK Metcalf, right?
Mm-hmm.
What he did.
I did.
Think about if you could do that on the other side with Tyreek Hill. Like, you talk about getting the ball out and avoiding the pass rush. That's all you have to do.
Point well taken.
Right.
You know, but, it's not just deep shots.
Understood. But if I'm a defense and I know what is inside there, I'll load up outside, play two high safeties over top of it, play safe, and run the ball against me.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your tight ends, too.
Good NFL defenses can take away something.
I mean, it would.
Not everything.
By that extension, it would
make them run the ball.
It would make the running game better if you've got Tyreek Hill, right? I mean, you're playing your safeties in Manesson if you got Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf.
Which, if you can't take advantage of that, you've got problems.
Mm-hmm. And now you've given up, what, a third-round pick. And here's this is a pretty big deal, what I'm about to say right now, too.
How old's Tyreek?
I think he's 31. Don't quote me
on
that.
Man, they got a lot of guys over 30.
He is 31, March 1st, 1994. Look at me. So just yesterday morning, it comes out that in court, his estranged wife accused him of multiple heinous domestic violence acts. And, hey, look, you let the legal system take care of that, but that's not how the NFL deals with things. The NFL has come out and said, they released a statement that because of the personal conduct policy, they will be enacting their own investigation. So, look, if Tyreek Hill, you get him for a third-round pick, and you do so, what, around Thanksgiving, the NFL trade deadline, you see where you shake out about left tackle, you see what left tackles are available, you see how that all looks, and Tyreek Hill doesn't have any off-the-field issues, I think, hell yeah, you go out and you make that trade. And you make yourself, I think, significantly better. But what if you trade for him and he gets suspended?
I mean, now's not the right time.
Forget the public relations side of things, and we know how that would look. But also the, hey, this guy that you just gave up a third round pick for, maybe he gets suspended for 2 games, 1 game, 3 games, 4 games, who knows? It's a risky proposition. And I think football-wise, I mean, you've swayed me. It didn't take very long. From an off-the-field standpoint, look, I've always said that I don't think the NFL should get into these kinds of things. But they do, and because they have, you could wind up trading for him, and then all of a sudden he's not a part of your football
team. You, sir, had the best line of the day.
I did?
You can't play fantasy football.
Thank you.
You added all these parts. Darius Slay.
I'm out. I'll see you guys.
You added Darius Slay. You added Jalen Ramsey. You add DK Metcalf, and you have to hang on to beat the Jets 34-32 on the road, and you gave up. Let me just repeat these team stats here because it's unbelievable. You give up 23 first downs. You get outgained by over 120 yards. You give up, how many rushing yards did they give up?
184.
182.
Oh.
Against the Jets. Where's the problem?
That's the defense, but the reason why that they won the game is
Doran, they had
the
271 total yards on offense.
So go get more with Tyreek Hill.
Right.
They gave up 4 sacks and like 11 quarterback hits.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is inside.
Rodgers says if his back feels better, they're not going to give up as many sacks.
Yes, he would. I love him, but no. I just like, great. You know, can you block anybody? Can you get off a block? I mean, TJ got locked up by a rookie pretty much the whole game.
He graded out as the best rookie tackle.
I don't care. It's TJ Watt.
No, that's what I'm saying. He graded out as the best rookie tackle in week one, charting all the way back to 2006 against a guy that was sitting out minicamp, or OTAs, one of the two, both, and got $41 million. You can't get locked up by a rookie. I don't expect that to continue to happen.
Cam Hayward, what'd he do?
He was terrible.
Peyton Wilson, how'd he look?
Couldn't get off blocks.
Like, I'm looking to address those things, not Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry. Like, you've got a mini Tyreek Hill and Calvin Austin. I'm good.
A mini Tyreek Hill?
He's had more 30-yard catches than him in the last year.
Oh, look at that
he
from
did,
Patty.
He has.
Thank you much.
You've been a Calvin Austin fan.
I have been a Calvin Austin fan. I think they have enough parts out there. My biggest concern has been, can they block anybody? And the test in week one was an affirmative F. Blocking.
I got some Z's at West Virginia. F was pretty good. University Library.
So that's where I stand on the matter.
I agree. You have to be able to block people, but if you can't and you can't bring anybody in to do that, which on defense, I don't think that they're going to bring anybody in to fix those issues. It's going to be internally. And I think with Project, it's going to be internally and they're going to figure that out. If externally you can add to this team, I'm going to add the fastest player in the NFL.
I'm not
going to try to.
Is he faster than Calvin Austin is right now? Like who would win a race right now?
It's a Tyreek Hill.
Man, I don't know about that.
Assuming Calvin Austin doesn't go back to Miami in the deal, because this is the last year of his contract, I'd like to see that.
I think it'd be pretty damn close.
The cheetah. They don't call...
He smokes Calvin Austin.
They don't call Calvin Austin like the leopard or anything.
Okay, so you're going off of what he ran 8 years ago.
No. Last year. 2 years ago. Last year.
on a 10-yard catch, not a 30-yard catch.
I'm just saying. I've seen him run in track events, too.
Same with Calvin Austin. They're both pretty fast.
They are pretty fast, but one is faster.
Yeah, and one may not be playing at all.
Well, and that, to me, is the biggest issue. You trade for a guy, and then all of a sudden he gets suspended. So I would imagine that the Steelers, if they really are as interested as Florio is reporting, and I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't be, you're doing your own due diligence. So the law is investigating. The league's investigating. The Steelers, I'm sure, are doing their own investigation. But I'll tell you who probably doesn't care so much about all that is the Chiefs. And if they're sitting here, they play the Eagles this weekend. If they're sitting here at 0-2 staring up a two-game hole on the Broncos and the Chargers who already beat them, they're going to have more faith in the man than the Steelers are.
For sure.
And so while I'd like to say, hey, let it all play out. You don't have to make a deal until around the deadline. Maybe your left tackle issue's fixed. Defensively, I certainly expect them to improve.
Maybe your left tackle is fixed.
Well, maybe you figured out some sort of solutions there in your identity, and you can run the ball.
I'd like to hear those solutions that don't involve going to get somebody.
Play better.
In a perfect world. In a perfect world, Tyreek Hill is obviously, everything's clear outside of football. The Steelers have done this already once this year. I would trade for a tackle, the Miami Dolphins tackle, whatever one it is, and Tyreek Hill in a package.
Little double trade.
Now, see, now you're speaking a little bit more of my language here. If it's just Tyreek for a third round pick or a second round pick, man, like they're even more approaching a cliff with this roster. With age, with giving up picks. Obviously, I know they have a lot of picks, but perimeter-wise on Sunday, I felt pretty good. Would you feel better with Tyreek Hill? Yes.
And the OC working in concert with the quarterback.
I mean, Ben Skowronek was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
if they trade,
it's just not among my list of top priorities if I'm Omar Khan right now.
I wouldn't hate it, but I do agree. Like, when you think about all their issues that were there in week one, not having a good enough receiving core wasn't the issue.
$180 million defense, what is it?
Yep.
Giving up 4-something and 32 points to the Jets?
To the Jets. And a quarterback that you had in your building last year.
Yeah, that to me is like, that's where I get pretty concerned. Now, maybe they need to coalesce. Maybe they need to gel. But there were some performance, just individual one-on-one battles that were lost in that game that shouldn't be, given the compensation that's going out the door to him.
Would you be interested in Tyreek Hill? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You could also reach out on the Twitter machine brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, or you could text us 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One of Aaron Rodgers' purported favorites didn't play much on Sunday. What's it mean for him? We'll get to that.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
823, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk was on with the afternoon guys yesterday, and he said that the same guy that told him the Steelers were interested in Jalen Ramsey told him the Steelers had checked in on Tyreek Hill. Is that something you'd be interested in? 412-928-9370. Important to note that his estranged wife, in court documents that became public, accused him of some pretty heinous domestic violence acts, and now the league is investigating him, and you could wind up trading for a guy that gets suspended. Let's say that he doesn't, or that they clear him. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Mike Florio, also a West Virginia guy, who said that he'll be on the airplane for the second half of the game, and he is happy about that. I'm going with my great friend and he's letting me go for free. I can't. If it's ugly, I can't leave, right?
Like,
you can't do that.
You have to stay till the end of the game with that pitch shirt on.
Well, that was never in the rules.
Come on.
It was just I have to wear the shirt. I mean, that's all. I don't think you can get gifted tickets and leave early.
You cannot.
Except I did last year whenever it was raining and we lost to Penn State.
That's different.
Yeah, because that was in, what was it, an hour and 45 minute rain delay?
Yeah, that's a little bit different. And it was Penn State, it's not Pitt.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there. Like, you can't just up and leave. We won't know, but I'll find out.
Yeah, you'll know because I'll be at home tweeting.
Right.
I am a big beat the traffic guy, though, in my advanced age. I love being at the game. I hate everything else associated with any game day, whether that's a Steelers game, a Pirate game, a Penguins game. I don't like it.
Yep.
And that's why I set up my man cave with the 15 different TVs down there, which has been great, by the way. Thank you for asking. Going to have you guys over for during Pitt's bye week, perhaps.
It's next week, dude.
Yeah, come on over.
Great.
Coming to Crowley House.
All right.
Have a Guinness.
Have a couple of guineas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring me, I could bring over Madden.
We wouldn't be playing video games. We would be watching football.
Cows can grill for us.
I don't want salmonella or botulism. I will grill for you guys.
Salmonella or botulism.
One of the two. Neither are good.
Don't live in your fears.
So
I'm good at grilling.
You are not. You've grilled one
Says
time
who?
In your
Says
life.
Says yourself, Callus.
I want you to give me another chance. Give me any seasonings you want. Bring some cheese. I'll just
do it then. You have to come up with it yourself. I'm not going to just, hey, Callus, put
I
this
literally
on the burgers.
Bought hundreds of dollars worth of ingredients last year for that tailgate when we tailgated before that Pitt game. What was it, against Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of dollars.
Did you ever get reimbursed?
No.
Great. Newman in Monongahela. Hello, Newman.
How are we this morning, gentlemen?
Oh, we're chippy now.
Awesome.
Yep. As far as the backyard brawl, I have that in my house constantly.
What do you have?
I'm a Pitt fan from way back. I was around for the 76 championship.
Thank you, Newman.
Yep.
Phone sucks.
His wife's in West Virginia.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough deal. That's like Scotty McKillop.
Yeah.
Right? His big pick guy, obviously, he was the best player in the 07 game, in my opinion.
He had 19 tackles.
He was really good. It was a big reason we won. Wife, whole family is huge Mountaineers. They live down there. God, can you imagine that?
Nope.
No, I can't.
That's how I live my life every day, but in reverse. And now I didn't play for West Virginia, but I'm in enemy territory. I paratrooped up in here.
Yeah, by your own choice, right? I guess Scott chose to marry into it, right? But
my parents went
to
Pitt.
You were a Pitt fan growing up?
No, I was a fan of college football growing up. My parents
went
to Pitt.
The only reason why he didn't go to Pitt because he couldn't get in.
My dad's played at Pitt. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way back when.
And you just were the total black sheep.
That's right. And my wife went to Pitt. And my daughter yesterday, she comes out in this this cute little skirt outfit, right? And she wants to go play outside and dig. The girls love to dig in the dirt, which, hey, that's what kids do.
Perfect.
And I said, you can't wear that. You can't wear that to dig in the dirt. I said, you got to go change. She runs into her room, comes out wearing shorts and a Pitt shirt.
Nice.
I was like, well, I guess since you're digging in the dirt, we'll allow it. But like,
oh, come on.
I think it might have been one that you gave.
Probably was.
Yeah. Nice man. Are you interested in Tyreek Hill? Man, fan morning show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. A lot of texters saying because of the legal stuff, they wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And I get that.
Like, I get it too.
That's a considerable risk. And we're going to find Florio a number of times said that he looks at Tyreek Hill as the Devontae Adams of this year, right? Where it was a third round pick. And Devontae Adams went play 11 games, had 100 and some odd yards. And he went with Rodgers. Now Tyreek Hill would be coming to play with Rodgers. The difference is there was that weird hamstring stuff and he was immediately cured. Devontae Adams is unbelievable. He gets off the plane. Wow. It's like a brand new hamstring. You just can't with the legal troubles. And I do think 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, there will be a handful of other receivers that will come available. if the Steelers are still in the market. And maybe they won't. I have more faith that the Steelers' pass catchers will continue to grow and develop more than I do the offensive line and maybe even the run defense.
Will one of them be Mr. Wilson?
Oh, that's the guy we were supposed to talk about.
Correct.
He only played 10 snaps. Bang! The tease has been paid off. We've got Quiz Cals coming up in about 15 minutes. More on the lack of Roman Wilson in Sunday's Game 1 next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Bostic had to make a call. He will be joining us just in the nick of time to quiz Harry Callis. A little backyard brawl twist on it. Looking very much forward to it after I got to feel the firsthand embarrassment of about knowing nothing about movies last week.
Yes.
In the Quiz Crowley version of Quiz Callis.
You don't really know a lot we found out this last month or two.
Well, at least I knew the sun was a star.
I knew the sun was a star. It was just a matter of size.
Mm.
Don't make it look like I was dumber than I was.
No, you were perfectly dumb enough on your own. I'm sorry. I'm lashing out. My favorite football team's going to lose on Saturday, and I'm going to have to sit there the whole time like a jackass.
How do you think this is good for radio?
What do you mean?
You're just mucking it up. You're like, oh, West Virginia's going to do poorly, so I don't want to talk about the brawl.
We've talked about the brawl an awful lot. I still talk about it. We're talking about it.
I'm trying to be safe, though. I'm trying to save my feelings.
He really is trying to be safe. He's really reserved this year. He's not lashing out. He's not saying like, oh, we have a chance. Like, we have a chance. Oh, you know what? Hey, Nico. My guy, Nico. Rich Rod. No, he had none of that.
He lost to Ohio, so now, you know what? I'm just going to, my feelings reserved. Okay.
Am I supposed to sit here and give people bad analysis?
It's not analysis. Your
daughter's wearing a Pitt shirt. That's exciting. And your wife went to Pitt and your family went to Pitt. You know, talk about that and get hyped for Pitt.
I did talk about that.
Not like an excited way, like in an Eeyore type of way.
I can't be fake. I am what I am. He's getting hyped.
If you won't do it, I will.
Dave Wonstadt going to join us at 9 o'clock today. It's always a treat to talk to Dave. Maybe mix in a question at the end about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
He was elite Rodgers, but I'm talking about Wonstadt the last time we had him on.
2 weeks ago, yep.
Talking stories about the old Cowboys. Obviously, we'll have it more of a backyard brawl theme conversation, but he is one of truly the great storytellers in the football world.
Yes, he is.
No question about that. So looking forward to talking to him at 9 o'clock. Quiz Cal is coming up in the next segment. Only 10 snaps for Roman Wilson. And I know that Mike Tomlin in his press conference is basically saying like it's going to be a week-to-week thing. But I'm wondering how. Like,
based off of opponent?
Like less multiple tight end usage, more wide receivers. Game script situations would probably affect things too.
Yeah. I mean, how much nickel they run. I mean,
right.
What they do with their safeties, you know, how many, you know, tendencies, things of that nature for sure.
Because I just think if the tight ends play the way that they're capable of, and I thought that Freiermuth played well, I thought Jonnu Smith played well. They used him in a couple of goofy ways. He scored the touchdown, which was a really good play call. Like, those guys, they want them on the field. And if Calvin Austin's going to go out there and play the way he played, like, I think I'm also okay with Roman Wilson not being a big part of the proceedings.
Well, I do wonder, since the 11 personnel was the second most percentaged offensive personnel, who were the three wide receivers most of the time? Because Roman Wilson had 10 snaps, so I guess 10 snaps of that might have been him at the wide receiver spot with two other wide receivers. Like, who else? I mean, Skowronek was in there. I know Scotty Miller didn't really get any reps.
Scotty Miller had one fewer snap than Roman Wilson. Scotty Miller played nine.
Okay, yeah. So then they split the 11 personnel.
Meanwhile, Jonnu Smith played 37, Calvin Austin 45, DK Metcalf 53. Skowronek played exactly as many offensive snaps as Roman Wilson. So Skowronek played 10, Roman Wilson played 10, Scotty Miller played 10, like you're saying. They split that a third.
Which that makes sense because they're all 3-4 wide receivers.
Sure, no doubt. The way that Rodgers, I mean, Rodgers really has thrown a ton of praise the direction of each of these guys. But given that Roman Wilson was a third-round pick last year, I would think that if they loved him, it wouldn't be 10-10-9. Like, Tomlin could tell us that, oh, it's matchup related. And I do believe in some of that and what you're saying. But if they loved Roman Wilson, he'd be playing more than Ben Skowronek and Scotty Miller.
Those two veterans, guys that know what they're doing.
I know.
Got to know what you're doing.
And they played in the offense last year, whereas Roman Wilson was an observer of the offense last year.
Well, neither of those guys played in the offense last year.
Yeah, they did.
Who?
Skowronek and Scotty Miller were both Steelers last year.
They played the receiver? I guess Skowronek did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't playing a lot. It was kind of like this. Mm-hmm. But they at least ran out there and made some plays, whereas Roman Wilson was, you know, he had his red shirt year. I think it's worth monitoring because we've talked about the Steelers drafting and developing and all that. And, hey, Calvin Austin III, you keep this up, he looks like a good find. Roman Wilson, I mean, spoon-feeding him. Now, Tomlin also always does this. Anytime there's snap distribution talk, and I think it was about an answer at the running back position. I could be wrong in that. But he said, well, we didn't play a ton of snaps. There's 53 offensive snaps if you don't count the kneel downs. Okay. Part of it is, and I've always said this, like, the more certain guys play, if they play well, then there's going to be more offensive snaps. And then subsequently, they're going to play more offensive snaps. So it was week one. You try not to draw too many generalizations. But Roman Wilson, the way they had talked about him this preseason and the way he played in the preseason, 10 snaps, I was a little bit surprised by that. 412-928-9370. Coming up next, we quiz a good sport, Nicholas Harry Callis. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Someone on the YouTube chat said if the Mountaineers get blown at, who's going to be drunker, Crowley or Bob Huggins?
Mm.
I think Bob quit, and I will not be drinking on Saturday. So we will be equally as sober.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you. A lot of growth.
A lot.
That music means it's time to quiz Callis. We can't find Pat Bostic. He had to jump off to take a phone call, but he has not yet returned.
Sorry. Let's go.
Take it away, Mr. Dickinson.
Are you ready, Callis?
No.
Okay. This week on Quiz Callis, did they play for Pitt or did they play for West Virginia? The Backyard Brawl is on Saturday, 3:30 kick. One of the best rivalries in all sports.
I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like I should know these. So I'm excited.
That's what I'm... this is exactly what the point of the game is. Exactly the point. Did they play for Pitt or did they play for West Virginia? Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one. Oh, Derek Turner.
Oh, my. West Virginia.
Gosh.
That is incorrect. Oh, Derek Turner. Played wide receiver for the University of Pittsburgh.
Man.
Was one of our teammates, actually. All right, number two. Stedman Bailey.
West Virginia.
That is correct. Stedman Bailey.
The good news is you got a 50-50 chance here.
You do have a 50-50 chance. Stedman Bailey was a wide receiver.
Stop me from being embarrassed before.
Should have won the Biletnikoff.
He had a good year. He did have a good year that year. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. Number three. Rashid Marshall.
Pitt.
That is incorrect.
Doh.
Yeah, that is incorrect. Rashid Marshall played quarterback for West Virginia.
I was just talking about this with a couple guys, Wes and Roddy, that Rashid's on the staff, right?
Yes, he is.
So is Pat White.
Uh-huh.
So is Noel Devine. Pat Narduzzi mentioned this week that Steve Slayton's on the staff. Someone put on Twitter, like, does anyone want to let Steve know that he's on the West Virginia staff?
He should be collecting checks.
Yes. Collecting checks? For what?
Yeah, for being on the staff. He doesn't even know he's on the staff.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, number four. Ray Ray Graham.
The name sounds familiar.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
Pitt.
That is correct. Ray Graham was a running back at the University of Pittsburgh. Kid.
If you didn't preface these with the clear idea that you didn't know, people might think you know more than you do. You should just take your 50-50 stab and
just
move
let him
on.
Go.
Okay.
Number five, Major Harris.
Just pick one, dude.
Pitt.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, Pat's like, just pick one.
Major Harris played quarterback at West Virginia.
You took 30 seconds to pick one or the other. I mean,
it was 10 seconds.
Right? Brashear.
Number six, Mark Bulger.
Pitt.
That is incorrect. Bulger played for West Virginia. Number seven, Rod Rutherford.
Pitt.
There that is
go,
correct.
Kid.
Yay.
Three, he's getting most of the Pitt ones right.
Three Whippeal and City League quarterbacks in a row there. That is Pitt, Rod Rutherford. Number eight, Owen Schmidt.
West Virginia.
There you
that
go.
Is correct. Owen Schmidt played fullback at West Virginia.
He's knotted up at four apiece here, boys.
Number nine, Henry Hynoski.
Oh, gosh. West Virginia.
That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
Henry Hynoski played fullback at the University of Pittsburgh. That's two fullbacks in a row.
The Polish plow.
Yes. Number 10, Dom DeSico.
Pitt.
That is correct. Dom DeSico played safety for the University of Pittsburgh.
Five a pop here, huh?
Can I give him a couple of bonus ones? Break the tie here?
I have one bonus one here.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I have one bonus one. Number 11, Dan Moses.
West Virginia.
That is correct.
Wow.
Dan Moses played center for West Virginia.
6-5, Remington.
Was a very good player out of Wash High.
Can I throw two more bonuses in there?
Hold on.
Oh.
Those aren't the bonuses.
Oh.
We have one more. This is number 12. And then the bonus. Number 12. Greg Lee.
Pitt.
Oh!
That is correct.
Wow.
So he is up, what, one?
7-5.
He's up 7-5.
All right, here's a bonus one, and then Crowley can give you two bonus
ones. Where's your Pat Bostick's and your Pat White's and the stuff that I would...
Because you know that.
Yeah.
Here's a
this
bonus.
This would be a challenge, Callis.
Here's a bonus. Are you ready?
Yes.
Russell Shell.
Jeez. Pitt.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Drat.
Russell Shell played for both Pitt and West Virginia.
He's got to be the only player in history. He's got to be the only player in history that's played for both schools.
That's a good little trivia question.
Has to be.
Is that the end or does Crowley want to try?
Crowley, do you have two more bonus questions?
I do.
Okay.
Has to be.
Go ahead.
What a high school player he was.
Doran Dickerson.
You think you're funny. Look at you. You should see his lips quivering right now. His smile starting to emerge from his face. Now he's covering it with his hand. Yeah, you dummy. Doran played for Pitt.
Pat Bostick.
Bostick.
There you go. There it is. There's the question I wanted to hear. Yeah, Pat played for Pitt.
So he got nine correct?
Job, Callis.
The ones he got wrong, though.
Were wrong.
Like
Major Harris.
Major Harris is probably the second best quarterback in West Virginia
history. Pat, why do you act surprised every week, though? This is the same thing. You say it every week. You're like, oh, man, Callis, really. He got more than half right, but he got the...
I guess I just feel like with every week you would get better and improve, and you stay pretty consistently bad.
Hey, hey, you gave me the conferences again. I did better the second time than the first.
So we do have to build some traction here. We have to get back to this at some point and see if he
retains.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. I've retained a lot.
A text from my good friend, Adam. A.B. Brown.
Yeah, I just got a text from Johnny Ift.
Mm-hmm.
Said the same thing.
Yeah.
A.B. Brown transferred from Pitt to West Virginia.
He was one of the premier backs for them whenever they went to the national championship and lost to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Here's the question. Has anyone ever transferred from West Virginia to Pitt? Seems like it's Pitt to West Virginia, typically.
I think that there was one, right?
Who?
Oh,
help us out here, folks.
I love our listeners.
412-928-9370.
Texter, No one knows who the hell those guys are. Pitt and WVU stink. If you don't know who those guys are, then you are not a college football fan.
Why?
They don't care though, Pat.
They don't care. They're unrivaled. They don't care. God. You get me off on a bad foot today. I'm going to steam out of here and be all pissed off. Seriously. Why do people have to hate? Like,
I don't know.
Pitt, West Virginia, we're playing each other. Great. Right. Like, we actually want to, you know, play good people. And guess what? I don't agree with our guy. Oh, shoot. Lou Holtz very much. Big Ten stinks. Stinks. Seriously. Stinks. Do you disagree with me? Unrivaled. We're going to play a tough conference schedule. And on the road to Rutgers.
Big Ten stinks.
Stink.
Stinks.
I know that Penn State's in the Big Ten because of Quizcalis.
Attaboy, Harry.
Yippee.
All right, Pat, you're in a bad mood. You're about to be in a good mood.
I'm going
to
be in a great mood after that. I got it off my chest.
You know why you're going to be in a good mood?
Why?
Dave Wannstedt's joining us next.
Oh, he's going to throw a crutch at me?
So, Wani's coming up next. Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. More Steelers-Seahawks talk on the way. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high 80, low 53 in Morgantown on Saturday at 3:30 p.m., high 78.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.